Even though 90% of the wastewater created by the oil and gas industry in Pennsylvania is reused, that still leaves over 200 million gallons to be injected underground. And most of that is trucked to wells in Ohio. As the number of injection wells there continues to grow, the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports, so do the concerns.
After 25 years in their Belmont County, Ohio home, Judy Berger's husband is getting ready to retire. But their mostly peaceful, more than half acre, is quickly changing.
I'm a nervous wreck. I'm on blood pressure medicine. I have my blinds, my Venetian blinds closed in my house so I don't have to look across the street to see the mayhem and the destruction and the coming reality.
That reality? Across the street, Omni Energy of New Jersey is drilling two frack waste injection wells. This is sound Berger recorded of the construction. Once it's done, wastewater from oil and gas operations in Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania will be trucked here. According to a state transportation study, 48 trucks will enter and exit the site during peak hours in the morning and afternoon to inject waste into the wells, salty brine waste that the U.S. EPA says can be toxic and radioactive. Berger doesn't want to live here anymore, and she doubts anyone else would either.
It's beyond description how horrible it is to feel like you're stuck. We were told we have no property value. Nobody would buy our property.
Berger wants to make it clear she has not been an environmentalist. She voted for the past two Republican governors.
Yes, I'm a Republican. I voted for Mike DeWine. I voted for John Kasich.
But she blames those same Republicans for supporting industry over local communities.
And why the state favors somebody who comes in here from out of state over its own citizens? You know, that's what's happening.
For years, many Republican leaders in southeastern Ohio have lined up to support the oil and gas industry. They've seen some residents make good money from land leases and royalties and find good-paying jobs in things like machinery rentals and pipeline construction. But like Judy Berger, some of those same leaders in Belmont County are now flummoxed by their lack of control in siting the Omni injection wells and two others nearby by another company.
We've got the township trustees don't want it. We've got the county commissioners don't want it. We've got the state rep don't want it. We've got the locals that don't want it.
This is Republican State Senator Frank Hoagland, who represents the area.
And I myself put in a letter saying that we don't need it there.
Hoagland says he's also gone directly to the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. The ODNR has regulatory authority over the oil and gas industry.
I asked the director of ODNR. And I said, so you got everybody saying no, but you guys are going to authorize it anyways. And the director flat out said, if it fits within the ORC, we have to allow it to happen. We have to give them the permit.
The ORC he mentioned is the Ohio Revised Code, which spells out regulations for injection wells. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources did not respond to requests for an interview. In an email, spokesperson Stephanie O'Grady basically said the same thing. She said if an applicant can meet the terms and conditions to prevent risks to public health, safety, and the environment, quote, the chief shall issue the permit. In the case of Omni Energy, local residents wrote to the ODNR with concerns about truck traffic and idling, noise, and the proximity to homes and schools. When the pandemic hit, the ODNR attempted to delay a decision until it could hold a public hearing in person. But Omni sued to force a permit decision. A public hearing is not required by law, and the Ohio Supreme Court sided with Omni. The permit was approved late last year. The drilling will subside after construction is completed, according to Chris Gagan, attorney for the company. He says even during the drilling phase, it's not appreciably louder than the nearby highway. He says studies have shown that truck traffic will not be a problem, and the design of the wells will be what he calls industry-leading to prevent groundwater contamination and surface leaks. The owner of one nearby gas station told me he expects an increase in sales when all the wastewater haulers start pulling in. Ed Maurer, manager of the Energy Institute at nearby Belmont College, says the energy industry has brought a lot to the county already.
The 11 new hotels, the 1,400 new hotel rooms, all the employment, whether it's an HVAC dealer installing those air conditioning units in the hotels or to the people that receive money through leasing.
He understands why nearby residents oppose the location because of the truck traffic near where people live, but points out that injection wells are a necessary part of energy development. The waste it produces has to go someplace.
Disposal wells are a fact of the oil and gas industry.
But nearly half of the waste injected in Ohio disposal wells comes from out of state. According to a 2017 report, it's mostly from Pennsylvania. Ted Alk is with the nonprofit Frack Tracker Alliance.
So somewhere there was a decoupling of what's generated in Ohio and what Ohio is disposing of, which means that we are more and more taking in a higher percentage of other people's stuff.
Alk says the well numbers tell the story. According to the ODNR, Ohio has 226 wells authorized to inject frack waste. Pennsylvania has 16. That's according to the US EPA, which regulates injection wells in Pennsylvania. Ohio, meanwhile, has what's called primacy to regulate injection wells. In 1983, decades before the modern shale industry, the federal government granted the state authority. Alk and others concerned about injection wells want reconsideration of Ohio's primacy.
Primacy is something that's a special thing. You should have to demonstrate all the time that you're worthy of that as a state. And the state of Ohio has not done that.
But in 2015, the US EPA found that Ohio was running a, quote, good quality program, praising the agency for dealing with the potential for earthquakes caused by injection wells, while still recommending stronger enforcement for operators with repeat violations. Senator Hoagland does not want Ohio to give up its authority over injection wells to the federal government.
I'd much rather say, hey, look, if we've got the state legislators, the local leadership, to include the township leadership saying, hell no, we don't want this, well, to me, that should be good enough.
Hoagland says the ODNR could do more to work with local communities on siting decisions. He and other local leaders are looking for ways to change state law to encourage that. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.